This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. Scott Hannon here for another hour. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us in his first segment. You Marry Monday starts a little later on this hour as we'll have a conversation with Monsignor James Shea at the University of Mary and Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs there, talking a little bit about commencement and what happens now. Right? Commencement happens. Graduation happens, and what kind of leaders are you sending out? We're going to talk with Monsignor about that today on the program, too. Two other quick notes. We talked last hour about this showdown between the federal government and North Carolina. Another twist on that during the show here this morning. North Carolina is now suing the federal government, and they have accused the Justice Department of a radical reinterpretation of the law. So the plot thickens there in North Carolina. And also a reminder that if you would like tickets for Donald Trump, who will be in Bismarck at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference on the 26th of May, that's 2 weeks from Thursday, you can get those today. They go on sale at 11:30 Central Time, a little over an hour from right now. And the best option to get one of the 5,000 tickets that will go on sale today would be to get them from the Bismarck Event Center by calling their box office, going to their box office, or you can also do Ticketmaster.com, Ticketmaster.com. One more time before the end of the show, we'll give you that information, including the number. So stay tuned for all of that coming up on the program. Governor Jack Dalrymple is here on the program. Governor, how are you doing?
Doing great, Scott. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today on the program. The budget of North Dakota has been in the news because of the revenue situation, so we wanted to get a little bit of an update from you on your mandate to state agencies for the next biennium budget, 2017 to 2019 budgets. The number is 10%, right? You're asking for 90% of their previous budget, and some of that work has begun, obviously, with the 4% work. Just give us your overall sense of, the situation. I mean, you've got a group of folks who say this is bad, this is horrible, this is terrible. You got others that say, you know, revenue's down, and it's obviously a product of some of these commodity prices being down longer than we thought, but it's going to come back up. Is the glass half full or half empty in your view?
Oh, I think it's more than half full. I think we are in a kind of a low ebb right now in terms of, you know, what's going on in energy and agriculture. And, you know, we have to adapt to that reality. There's just, you know, no way around that. And people say, well, are you an optimist? And I say, yeah, I'm an optimist, but I'm also a realist in North Dakota. We have to balance our general fund budget no matter what. And so the numbers say, we're going to be short at the moment, and we have to make that adjustment. But looking forward, you know, I don't see any reason, you know, why we can't be optimistic that, you know, things return to a better day, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Will these cuts be painful in your mind? I mean, I think of the very good times that the state of North Dakota has enjoyed over the years, and when you have good times, you get to spend more, right? And while a lot of the projects were one-time spending, certainly state government budgets have risen. So does that help lessen the pain of having to do this cut at this time?
Well, it absolutely does. And, you know, the foresight that our legislature had to realize that our cash reserves should go towards one-time investments, you know, really saves us now because, you know, going forward into 2017-19, you know, we don't have to make those kind of expenditures again, and that saves us a ton of money, almost $1 billion potentially. And, you know, we did the right thing with those cash reserves. Those were big one-time infrastructure investments. in things like highway bypasses that now, you know, serve Williston and Watford City and Dickinson. You know, new airport terminal at Minot. We've done some great flood control work in Minot and Valley City. And, you know, we've caught up on some very important investments in our college buildings. These are the future success of our state, and these are things that we are really glad that we got done. But the good news is, you know, we don't have to do it again, and that really helps us put our budget together.
You don't have to do those particular projects again, but obviously you have infrastructure projects, and for a while, are infrastructure projects going to have to compete with ongoing revenues? Needs?
I don't think so. I mean, we've done such a good job over the last few years of, you know, getting current with the things that really matter to our future. I think we're going to be fine. You know, the DOT budget is always about, you know, maintaining and building highways. And that continues, albeit, you know, at a lower level perhaps than we have been in the past because we don't have this, you know, extra cash reserves to spend. But we continue to have a good, solid, you know, biennial program of work on roads and highways. And some of the other, you know, if something critical comes up, let's say it's something that we don't even, you know about right now, something that has to get built or has to be done, you know, we can still deal with that. All I'm saying is that, you know, there won't be like a big list of projects.
Governor Jack Dalrymple with us on What's on Your Mind for a few more minutes here. If you have a question or comment, always welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. One project the city of Fargo would consider critical is the state's share of diversion funding for the flood protection. Will that in any way be impacted?
Well, I don't think, they're going to be affected like in the short term because really they're still trying to get that project underway, Scott. And at the beginning, it's a few million dollars to begin, you know, some work. Over the long haul, if they want to get substantial help from the state, which they do, it will require that, you know, oil and gas revenues continue to come into the resources trust fund. But the good news is, you know, that can happen over an extended period of time. It doesn't have to happen in the next couple of years.
So it sounds like you're saying the commitment is still there from the state to fulfill its promise to the city on the funding. It's just a matter of the timing being right to make sure the funds are available in the particular funds that are being utilized?
That's right. The legislature has essentially committed $450 million to that project, and over an extended period of time, I think they feel that, you know, that's something that we can handle as a state.
You've also, as part of your guidelines, said that the Department of Human Resources, as well as the Department of Corrections, will not be held to that 90% budget or that 10% reduction. Do you have a number in mind for them?
You know, I don't have an answer to that question right at the moment, Scott. It's going to be somewhere between 90 and 100, but these are programs that are really driven by, you know, the eligibility of the people, you know, for Medicaid and other programs. And so they're kind of self governing, and it's just too early to say yet exactly, you know, how much money we need to keep Medicaid going and that type of thing. But we know that, you know, there are certain programs like Medicaid where, you know, we're really not going to allow that to, you know, get cut way back. It's just not feasible.
Kent Nonstadt, who's the Democratic House Minority Leader, is asking for you to consider bonding for some vital road and infrastructure projects to meet the public needs. It says it's his judgment call. I think I'm concerned that there already are allotment cuts that are hurting some working families and like the idea of bonding. What about that?
Bonding is a possibility, yes. I think one advantage, of course, in this low interest rate environment is, cost of capital is not great. But the test is the same whether you pay cash or use a bond. You want to be sure that it's, you know, a long-term investment that you feel is going to pay back to the state of North Dakota. So it still has to meet a tough test.
Only 30 seconds left, but an emailer wants to know what you think of Donald Trump coming to North Dakota in a couple of weeks.
Well, I'll be very interested to see what it's like to have Donald Trump, the king of Manhattan, come to North Dakota. He's quite a character, and I think we'll learn something from it. It'd be interesting to see how people respond.
It sure will. We're going to find out what kind of demand there is for tickets here in about an hour, because they go on sale, so folks will have a chance to get their ticket to see him in Bismarck at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Governor, thanks for the update on the budget today. We appreciate you joining us. All the best.
Yeah, you bet, Scott. Take care.
You too. 16 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Short break. To you, Merry Monday today. We love our University of Merry Mondays. Monsignor James Shang and Jerome Richter. And chat about student leaders
when
we come back.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Ferrer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My friends at PetroServe USA are helping America fuel better. With choice at the pump, they're the good folks that connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. And, of course, pump a lot of bucks into Main Street at the same time. PetroServe USA, in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck, they're in Mandan, too. And then you can go all points eastward from there as well, right about Valley City. Find them, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, into Minnesota, Moorhead, Dilworth, and you go up to Bemidji and over to Grafton on the North Dakota side, down to Wahpeton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Fuel better. That's right. About 2,000 folks have registered now for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, so that number continues to grow, and more doing it every day because you get the VIP seating for, of course, the Donald Trump event on the 26th. And a reminder that the Trump tickets go on sale. I promised I'd give you that number, so I want to do that before we go to our You Marry Monday segment. This is the telephone number that you call. There's three ways to get tickets. You can go to Ticketmaster.com. You can also physically go to the Bismarck Event Center box office, or you can call the Bismarck Event Center box office at 800-745-3000. Bismarck Event Center has the most of the 5,000 tickets. So if you're looking for your chances, maybe get in line or call the Bismarck Event Center box office, 800-745-3000, 800-745-3000, or Ticketmaster.com, 1130 today. There are less than 5,000 seats that are available for the big event, so get yours while you can. The University of Mary awarded diplomas a little over a week ago to an outstanding group of men and women from 34 states and 10 foreign countries. About 1,000 degrees awarded to their graduates as they set forth, prepared to advance as leaders in our communities, in our region, and our world. We're going to talk a little bit about what they're setting out to do with our friends from the University of Mary today on a You Mary Monday. And by the way, your questions or comments welcome for them as well on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary. Monsignor, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. I'm doing great. I've recovered from shaking 1,000 hands.
My gosh, I can't even imagine. You must be a little break after that, a little tendonitis after that, for crying out loud. That's something.
It's a wonderful experience. So my hand is always fine. It's my right leg that goes numb because you're shifting. You know, you're shifting from one side to the other. But I got to tell you, to see those young people, and some not so young, who are finishing up degrees as adults and distance learners, getting their doctorate. This year, for the first time, we awarded a doctorate in nursing practice. So we had our first doctorate, which is in physical therapy, in 2006. And then this year we had our first doctorate in nursing. We awarded students the doctorate in nursing. And then I think next year, for the first time, we'll award the doctorate in education. And so we're moving and growing. But to see those students walk across the stage, I wish you, Scott, and every one of the listeners today could have the experience that I have, to see students at the commencement, at graduation, having completed their degree after all those hours of study and sacrifice, to see them walk across the stage, to shake their hands and to congratulate them and to tell them, God bless you. It's an amazing experience. I'm always deeply moved and touched by it, and, of course, deeply weary afterward.
Yeah, it's a neat deal. The 56th commencement of the University of Mary this year. Jerome Richter is here. You're Vice President of Public Affairs as well. Jerome, welcome back. How's it going?
It's going well, Scott. Thank you for having us. And I just want to echo Monsignor's sentiments. Commencement is what we're made for, to send leaders out into the region and beyond to live the life that they've been given the gift of with a faithful education. So it's a very proud day for us.
So, Monsignor, talk a little bit about what you hope for these young future leaders, these servant leaders that you have spent the last number of years shaping and forming at the University of Mary.
Scott, you know, when we talk oftentimes on this program, we talk about Vision 2030, which is our strategic plan moving forward. And we asked that very question in the midst of our strategic planning. When we were crafting Vision 2030, when we were trying to pull everything together, we said, what do we want our students to look like? And what's the University of Mary known for? Since 1959, we've been offering Christian, Catholic, Benedictine higher education on the prairies of North Dakota and beyond now at satellite campuses all over the country and all over the world. What do we want a University of Mary diploma to mean? What do we want a University of Mary graduate to look like? What's the experience? And we determined, we fastened upon words, these two words, radiance and life. radiance, and life. We want our students to go out into the world, and when people meet them, because the world is so weary right now, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of puzzlement, there's a lot of exhaustion. A lot of people feel overwhelmed by the burden of their lives. There's so much in the world to be preoccupied by, so much that causes anxiety. And we want the graduates of the University of Mary, wherever they're at, in their families, in their workplaces, in social settings, where in their communities, we want them to be beacons of hope so that when people meet them, they'll say, there's a brightness in them. There's a radiance in them. And they've been formed and shaped in a particular way, and they carry the values of a Benedictine education. They carry the values of the University of Mary out into their lives. And so I want people to meet our graduates and to be filled with hope that there are young people and not so young people in the world who are receiving a world-class education that prepares them for a type of leadership which is ordered to service and not just to power.
So how do they, you know, when you talk about a beacon of hope and have them go out and do this, do students leave the University of Mary with that mission to know that they are going to be beacons of hope? In other words, you're saying my hope is for these youngsters to be beacons of hope. Are they desiring that as well? Are they out there to say, that's what I'm going to be, that's what I'm going to do?
According to their own capacity, that's absolutely true. And that's because one of the consistent messages that we give to our students at the University of Mary in every aspect of their curriculum is we're trying to prepare them to give their lives away. And so I'm telling our students, ask anybody in the last 5 years or so who's been at freshman orientation. Ask any parent who's brought a student to us as a freshman. In that freshman convocation, and then I follow up all through the course of the year, I'm always telling the students, listen to me, your life is not about you. It's your life, yes it is, but it's not about you. And unless you find a way to give your life away, unless you find a way to be generous, unless you find a way strongly to contribute to your community, you'll never really find happiness, peace, or satisfaction in your life. If you just make it about your own plans, your own desires, and your own dreams, if you set out just to achieve your own personal goals instead of thinking about the common good and a good which is greater and the fact that we each participate in a tremendous human drama in the course of our lives, which are gifts given to us, meant to be given away, that's a message that's consistent. And so our graduates go through the University of Mary and they hear that message. I'm certain of that. And then according to their various capacity, you know, there's an old maxim that goes back to the Middle Ages that something is received according to the ability or the capacity of the receiver. And that's pretty good. I mean, you don't have to be a world-class philosopher. You don't have to have a PhD to understand that. You just have to be, I suppose, a parent. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Hold that thought, if you would, Monsignor. We'll take a short break here, pick up this conversation on the other side of the break. I'd like to know the evolution of that conversation when it starts with a very young incoming freshman to when they leave on Your Life Is Not About You. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To perform whatever it is you're doing on any given day is so much better if you have a good night's sleep. That's just sort of basic common sense. But I tell you, it isn't as easy to obtain a good night's sleep as it is to talk about one. But MyPillow has helped a lot of people. Todd and I love them. And we'd love for you to take advantage of the deal we have just for our listeners. We have the 4-for-1 special. And you get 4 pillows for the price of 1. It's a great deal. You just type in the promo code SCOTT and you get the deal. Karen sent us a note. 40 years I listened to my husband snore, she said, loud, like every single night. I finally discovered MyPillow. I purchased one for him as a birthday gift. That's when things really started to get scary. I'd wake up to silence and have to reach over and touch him to make sure he's still breathing and not dead. He's walking up feeling more rested. I'm sleeping more soundly in the sweet silence, all thanks to MyPillow. Thanks for backing a great product. Well, we're happy, Karen. Glad you love it. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Again, savings of 50%. You Marry Monday. It's continuing our chat now with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter of the University of Mary today. Love these conversations. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about this message you deliver to your students of your life is not about you, and how by the time commencement comes around, they go out being beacons of hope. A youngster, I have a couple of teenagers, soon to have three, for a time in our house. And I know of which conversations about, hey, your life is not about you, how they go over. Obviously, they're a little more mature by the time they get to college. But walk me through, Monsignor, the first time you say that to one of your incoming students and the look on their face to the point where they really get it and how they can understand how much better their life can be if they live their life realizing it's not about them.
Well, you know, it's something where it's not just a message that I can deliver one time and it's going to take hold, obviously. It's something that has to be reflected in the whole culture. They need to hear it from more people than just from the president of the university. But I got to tell you, I think that there's an anxiety that hangs over young people today because we're always affirming them indiscriminately and saying, you know what, you're perfect, Johnny. Susie, you're wonderful. You're the best thing that's ever happened. You can be anything you want to be. Just follow your dreams, follow your heart, all of those different types of things. And we do it with good intentions. But I've said for a long time that when educators do that, and even I suppose when that's done in a family setting or however, when that message comes through, the difficulty with it, Scott, is that there's an anxiety that goes with it. When you're young, you might not know what your dreams are. You know, you might not know what it is that you want to do. You might be looking for direction instead of for affirmation. You see what I mean? And that type of guidance, you know, when a student comes and they're 18 years old and they come to the University of Mary, we feel like we have a responsibility somewhat to pick up from where the parents and the pastors and the coaches and the community leaders that these great young people grew up with. The investment that's been made of time and energy and love that's been made in their lives, we feel like we have a responsibility to pick up somewhat where they left off and to help them to grow and to develop and not just sort of turn them loose in a den of sort of aimless debauchery, which is what a lot of people think that a college experience is all about. We don't believe that at the University of Mary. We believe that instead, if we give the students an opportunity to see their lives as something which is great and that they can live greatly, that they can achieve personal excellence and personal greatness by bringing out the greatness in others through their service, through their leadership, through their education. We believe that when we do that, we're acting in the good of the students. Now, how do they receive it, Scott? Well, they receive it in various ways according to where they're at in their lives, according to how self-centered they are already. But young people are self-centered. I was. Jerome was. That's for sure. I knew him then. And you know, probably all of us were. And we need to be shaken out of that narcissism. And so I think what happens, and it's a beautiful thing to see, is when I tell our students, your life is not about you, rather than feeling resistant to that, many of them feel deep relief to realize, oh, wow, so you mean that there's something greater than my own personal drama, that there's a great human drama that I can tap into, that I can be a part of. There's a plan which I can discover and not have to create from scratch. That's a beautiful thing, and it's a great relief. So oftentimes our students are relieved. I know it's a long answer, Scott, but I wanted you to understand.
No, it's good advice, I think, and for all the parents in the audience, myself included, of you know, when to begin. Jerome, you spent time, in addition to being a great dad, along with the lovely Sarah, you're taught at St. Mary's and taught younger kids, and this is. It's a great thing for kids to hear, not only from teachers and college presidents, but from their parents. I mean, it's a great life lesson to send out servant leaders, isn't it?
Absolutely, Scott. And what Monsignor just explained is so beautiful and true. And it gives a freedom to these young people to live their lives in a way that isn't all about themselves, that they're able to focus on something other than what's happening in their own mind. And it's relieving. It's very much relieving. But I want to go back to what we started with commencement and the day of commencement. So when I was a teacher as a person in public affairs here, as the vice president of public affairs, there's few days that I'm more proud than on the day of commencement or graduation. And just this last experience that I had with the University of Mary, I was watching the sea of students coming up to receive their diploma. And as they were going by, many of them I knew. Many of them I knew very well, having had taught or had done work with, or people that I just knew from passing them in the hall. And there was a surge of joy and of life that was happening inside of me, seeing these good people willing to do what it is that God is calling them to do. And I actually pulled one of them aside at the end of commencement, and they were getting their doctorate in nurse practice. She's a lovely lady. I won't say her name on the radio because she'd probably be embarrassed if I did. And I looked at her and I said, why did you go back and get your doctorate? You already have your master's. You're already serving so well. And she said, that's exactly it, Jerome. It's because I need to serve. And that's what the University of Mary has taught me, is my life isn't about me. And I have the ability to be a good doctor. And so I need to go back and be a doctor. And when you see that in young people, whether it's high school or college, or the 35-year-old who's going back to get their doctorate, the University of Mary has given them something that they can grab onto that gives meaning in life. And I want to simply say that. It's about having a meaningful life. When it's all about yourself, you know what's happening. But when you live outside of yourself, there's deep and joyful meaning in it. And that is what the University of Mary wants to do. And when we send them forth, Scott, you ask the question, how do they do that? By simply being the person that they believe they're called to be. And that example then gives the radiance and the joy and the hope to others. Think about it, all of you that are listening. Who did you look up to when you were young? They weren't some superhero. They were people that were constant, that were disciplined, and set an incredible example for you. That's what we want our students to be. Be good moms and dads. Be good bankers. Be good accountants. Be good teachers. Be good nurses. That's all you need to do, and you bring hope to so many. And that's what we're hoping to do.
I love it. All right, Mike and Hazen has a question for our guests on What's on Your Mind. Monsignor James Shea, Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. On our You Mary Monday conversation, Mike, go ahead.
Well, you're talking about it's all about me. And we live in a state where we want to destroy health care for everybody because it's all about me. We live in a state where the rich don't want to pay taxes because it's all about me. We vote for Donald Trump because it's all about me. We have a culture in North Dakota of a Republican culture where it's all about me. I don't want to share my wealth. I don't want to take care of the environment. It's all
right. So Mike's trying to make it a political thing, but just in general, Monsignor, do you think we have a society that believes it's all about me? I mean, he's making it political, and I don't want to have you answer a political question. That's for me to do. But you know, is our culture all about me? I mean, are these kids you're sending forth swimming upstream?
Well, we are swimming upstream. We are spitting into the wind. Of course, Mike is making a political point, but there's a broader cultural point as well, which is at the basis of it. We have a politics of individualism, and we have a culture which is focused upon the individual. And that is something where an education like the University of Mary's education can make a difference, because we can provide the type of perspective over 1,000 years of the Western intellectual tradition to understand more deeply what it means to be together in a political reality, in a community reality, in terms of workforce, in terms of what it means to have an economic system and to share that together, in terms of care for our common home and care for the earth, all of those things which can be politicized, they do start with a concern for self-gift on the level of the individual person. And so, no, I think it isn't my place to answer a political question, but I think it is the place of a university president to say that a society needs to be ordered to the common good, and that education is one of the great treasures of the common good, both in terms of bringing it about and in terms of advancing it.
Well, Scott, if I may add to Monsignor's thoughts, I would say that Mike's points have a lot of depth there, because we've all experienced it, and we've all experienced it from the beginning of humanity. There's a selfishness in us, right? The Christian would call it original sin that is coming out, and a good education is always pushing back against this. And so I don't care if it was 1950, 1920, 2010. Our culture is always leaning towards the selfishness, the use of people. And this is where a faithful Christian Catholic Benedictine education punches against that culture and says, no. We believe that it's very countercultural, and it's about giving my life away, not grasping at everything. And that is where a Christian education changes things.
Appreciate the call, Mike and Hazen. Others always welcome on the program. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We need to take another break. When we come back, though, I'd like to spend a little time talking about, you know, commencement time means graduation, and kids leave and go out into the world and be a beacon of hope, as Monsignor and Jerome have talked about today. But things have actually not slowed down at the University of Mary. They're starting anew already today. Remember, we've talked a little bit about the year-round campus at the University of Mary on the program before, and announced that today is the day one of the U Mary year-round campus. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and what that means for education in general in the future, and do that after a short time out here on What's on Your Mind. Don't forget, 45 minutes away from the tickets going on sale for the Donald Trump event, they've sold about 300 more tickets for the conference itself. You can still get those. They're about 1,900 or a little over. Some are over 1,900 now for the Williston Basin Conference, which takes place the 23rd through the 26th. But if you're looking for just a ticket for the Donald Trump event on Thursday, the 26th, 1 p.m., 11:30 today, they go on sale. More on that coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features WSI Director Brian Clipwell and Industry Representative Jeff Topp talking about the importance of safety in North Dakota's agriculture industry.
Agriculture is our largest industry, and along with being the largest industry in North Dakota, we also recognize that is one of the most dangerous industries. With the Ag Initiative, it's an opportunity for WSI to help build a safety culture out there and to work with the industry to make sure that we can try to make the workplace more safe.
When we think about our family members and our employees, they're an unbelievably important resource and investment. I feel that we have a personal obligation to try to make our culture so safe, but it's an educational process to make sure that our employees return home and our family members return home safe the same way that they showed up every day to work.
To learn more about WSI's Ag Initiative, go to workforcesafety.com.
Walking into a Petroserve USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a Petroserve USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. A 20-ounce drink of your choice and two of those fresh baked cookies. Four items, $4. All day, every day at Petroserve USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including Giant Seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey King Size Candy Bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
More of What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at S&S Motors. I'm taking a virtual look right now at the lot. I'll be there Friday at S&S Motors, and I'll actually get to kick a few tires. But tell you what, I'm seeing some sharp-looking trucks here. A couple Ford F-150s, a lot of Ford 1F-50s, actually. Here's an XLT, Ford F-350, XLT. A couple of Chevy Silverados, Dodge Rams. Whatever truck you're looking for, they'll find you. That's the thing. I mean, they're buying service. Find you a good deal, all the options you want. And so that's how they do it. High quality, nearly new, local trade vehicles. They get you what you need, that custom vehicle buying service. You just simply tell them what you want. They'll find it at a below market price. Give Brent a call, 701-444-2341, or online at snsmotorsinc.com. All right, final segment for our You Marry Monday chat. Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, the vice president of public affairs, with us. So, Monsignor, this is kind of cool. I know commencement normally means campuses get quiet, but not at the University of Mary. What's happening as of today? Tell me.
Well, this is the first day. So we've been talking about year-round campus for a long time here. This was a new idea that the University of Mary came up with to address some of the serious problems that we're experiencing in higher education. When you talk about student loan debt, when you talk about the time to completion, students stay in 5, 6, 7 years to get a four-year degree. When you talk about the return on investment and all of those different types of problems that we're focusing on in higher education, we realized that university education, that higher education is something which is set up according to a model which is not sustainable. And so as we dreamed about it, as we thought about it, we realized that we've got this beautiful campus at the University of Mary. North Dakota has the most glorious summers around. We've got all these students who are streaming to the University of Mary from the wide world, coming to us from Ohio and Utah and California and Arizona and South Dakota and all these places, and we realized that we could offer an opportunity for students to stay on campus in the summer semester to get a meaningful, vibrant campus experience in the middle of the North Dakota summer, so it increases our chance of retaining them long-term as North Dakota citizens after their graduation. And we realized that if we offered something called year-round campus, we could build it slowly, but if we offered it, we could get to the point where students are filling this campus in the summertime with the opportunity to get their bachelor's degree in 2.6 years and their master's degree in 4 years. And when we did all the calculations and we realized the money that it saves students and the incremental lifetime income, incremental lifetime savings and everything, it was going to be amazing. So we launched this, of course, 2 years ago is when we launched the plan for it, when we announced that we were going to do it. But the first summer, so it started last fall with this year's incoming freshman class. This year's incoming freshman class, then, a significant portion of them have decided to come and to stay on the campus this summer. So they're taking a full-time course load in the summer. Some of them are working here. They're eating here. We've got wonderful, you know, summer is a time in which you can do intramural water skiing, the whole deal. So it's very exciting. And this is the first day. So we had commencement. They took a week off. And now they're back at it. Classes start today for year-round campus. And when you talk to me about this very thing in 8 years, Scott, we're going to have a full campus. We're going to ramp it up slowly. We're going to do it right. But in 8 years, we're going to have a full-time campus at the University of Mary, vibrant, pulsing, full of life all year long. It's very
I have exciting. To tell you, of every response I've seen to the concern over the rising tuition costs and everything else that students in every university, public, private, are facing right now, this is the most innovative and really neat idea. Is it getting some good buzz across the nation? Are people saying, what the heck are they up to at the University of Mary there? What's going on? Is it, you know?
It's getting a tremendous buzz. Now, that has to do with how unconventional it is on some level as well, because people are saying, well, students need to earn some money in the summertime. They need to work at Dairy Queen, and I'm all for Dairy Queen. Gosh, give me a blizzard any day right away. But what they're doing is they're earning a little bit of money, oftentimes at minimum wage. They're earning just a little bit of money, and they're trying to put that money back into their education so they can have some spending money. What we're trying to do is we're trying to move that earning power from the summer around to the backside of their education when they've got a degree and when their earning power is much stronger, so that we're kickstarting their career in a more meaningful fashion. And when you do the math on that, the lifetime financial impact for the student is breathtaking. Those are expensive summers. And we believe in people taking time off. We built lots of nice breaks in for the students, lots of recreation. We've lengthened our Christmas break in the new school year, all of those things, because we believe in leisure too. We don't want them to be working all the time. But we also don't think that it's healthy for students to spend 3 full months kind of working a job, playing at the lake, maybe drooling into a couch. You know what I mean? In other words, we believe that college isn't the end of adolescence. It's not the last gasp of adolescence. College is the beginning of adulthood. And when you're an adult, you've got your sleeves rolled up and you're after life. That's what we want for our students.
I love it.
So your on-campus begins today.
I'm going to be having that visual of drooling into the couch with me most of the day, actually, and or intramural water skiing. I'm not sure which. I think they both sound quite interesting. Gentlemen, thanks a ton. Appreciate the time very much. A lot going on at the University of Mary. Vision 2032 is something you should know about if you don't already. It's fantastic. So appreciate the time, and good to catch up with you both. Thanks so much.
God bless you and all your listeners, Scott. God bless you.
We'll see you, Scott.
A factory for servant leaders out there to give a beacon of hope to the world, the University of Mary. All right, friends, we're out of time today. Don't forget, if you want those Donald Trump tickets, 30 minutes from right now, Ticketmaster.com, Bismarck Event Center box office, or call 800-745-3000. 800-745-3000. Limited supply, go on sale 11:30. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.